Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, December 19th, 2024. I have your host, James, here, and we're joined by our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, James. I really appreciate the chance to talk with you and your audience.
We always look forward to talking 4-H with you and hanging out with you, but you guys have something really, really cool lined up I was dying to talk about pretty much all week. Let's get right into teen camp.
Oh, that's excellent. So, you know, in summer, we do summer camp, and that usually is for our campers who are like third grade through about seventh grade. We rely on our teens to provide leadership for summer camp. You know, they're the counselors, and they help us plan the event and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, teens really want some programs just for them. They love opportunities to meet people from other places. They love to be social. They, you know, sometimes I think our teens are really hungry to find other kids who are similar to them, kids who have similar interests. And sometimes they can find that in school, and sometimes they can't. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the background why we have a camp just for teens in winter.
Yeah, I feel like we do a great job, and I mean we as a collective, we as a society. We you know, focus on kids, and we do a good job of that. But there are so many times where that in between ages just seem to kind of get lost in the shuffle sometimes. Having something focused on the teens is such a cool idea, especially this time of year.
I think so, too. And I think it's really important for us to project the message that, you know what, I don't know how many times do we hear really negative kind of stuff about those middle school kids, right?
Yeah.
Those middle grades, they are going through so many changes, and sometimes it feels like they're a little bit, you know, miswired, but we shouldn't ignore them because of that. We should embrace them where they are and provide programs for them because they are still curious. They are still excited to learn. They just sometimes don't know how to handle all of the kind of wacky energy that's going on within them. So
yeah.
I think that it is so much fun to do this teen camp where we invite everybody from sixth grade through the end of high school. We actually have 5 counties coming to winter camp,
wow.
So they really do get to learn how to make friends with new people. They get, actually, this sounds really silly sometimes, I think, to adults, but we teach them how to disconnect from their phones and fill that space with other things that are really fun. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we really criticize our teens for spending too much time on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
They've grown up with screens and electronics and that kind of stuff. So that's what they know. We need to kind of help them learn how to disconnect and still have fun. Unfortunately, we don't teach them how to deal with boredom at winter camp, right? We have a packed schedule for them. But we do help them learn some social skills where they can do the face-to-face conversation rather than, you know, Snapchat and Instagram and other kinds of social connection.
You know, there's such good points you make there, Laura. One, I agree with you. I think that way too many people, it's low-hanging fruit to pick on younger generations or to say the younger people are this or that or whatever. First, how many young people have you talked to and worked with or guarded with and really engaged with them? Because I'll say in my job, I'm really spoiled. I get young people in here all the time, whether it's the Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids pageant or we just had on the cool teen leadership kids come in. As a teacher, I often deal with younger people in this age range, and they're all just great brains, great souls, great people. They're all looking to do good in their communities or do different things with their lives. But I do think that, for one, I think that they're actually smarter with technology than we are because they grew up with it. I think that our generation actually has a lot of work to do on that regard more than they do. But one thing that we all agree on, even they do, is the idea that, well, we're really attached to our electronics. And we're also it's really easy for us to not get as much people experiences and people skills as we could. Here's another great opportunity for that. Here's another great opportunity for them to be around other people, be around other kids their age and around their age. And like you said, not only making new friends, but getting some of those people skills in, some of those reps in about being around people and being with people more.
Yeah, so that's the soft skill stuff, right? You can't take a class and suddenly be an expert with conflict management. You can't like teach somebody in a classroom setting how to share spaces and, you know, manage their time really well and that kind of stuff. So that's something I really love about winter camp. And I think it leads us into why we're doing our winter camp theme that we're doing this year.
Yeah.
So the theme for camp this year is winning at the game of life. One of the things that we found out is that when we bring young people together for a weekend, that first, this is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday experience. And we found that that first night, that Friday night, we need to give our young people just some low-key ways to start figuring out the space that they're in, figuring out the people that they're with, and kind of how they fit into it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the name suggests, we are going to be playing the game of life, right? And it's amazing how many versions of the game of life there are. So we've got all sorts of versions. So the kids are going to be able to just kind of do some mixing. They're going to be able to eat some great food. They're going to be able to play some games. And so then Saturday morning, they're going to be ready. And then things are going to transition a little bit.
I love this as a bit of an icebreaker, if you will, no pun intended, but it is an icebreaker for the kids and getting around new people and stuff. I love the idea of bringing board games into this and the kids getting, how many of these kids have played board games? I'm sure they played some, but haven't played them too much maybe. So there's that opportunity and that layer to this as well. And it's such a nice note that and you do this all the time and you and 4-H do this all the time, Laura. As we get older and older, it's harder and harder for us to remember what it's like to be young or be in this age.
Yep.
I feel like you guys do a really good job of getting meeting kids at their level or meeting them halfway. I imagine that part of that comes from not only being amazing people, but also, you know, paying attention to these kids, talking to these kids, listening and learning with these kids, which is just a note to all of us adults that we could all do a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that one of the questions that we ask after every event is, did the adults make me feel respected and valued?
Oh,
right?
That's good.
That is key. That is absolutely key because I don't want any young person to ever come through a program and feel like the adults didn't want them there, the adults thought poorly of them or anything else, right? It really is our job to help our young people gain confidence. And one of the ways that we do that is just by showing simple respect and really paying attention to our young people. So I'm going to tell you, that is a very intentional practice that we do, not just for winter camp, but in every single program. And I don't even care how young or how old the young people I'm working with are. That is key to me. I'm always going to ask. And if young people don't feel like they've been respected or valued in a program, I'm going to be asking questions and I'm going to be making changes.
I was going to say I was like this as a kid. I'm still like this in some ways. Like if I see you, you know, not engaged, not caring, not showing respect or something, I tend to tune out a little bit. I'll be honest. And that's in my everyday life or what have you. As a teenager, as a young person, it's almost not unexpected for them to do that. It's understandable. You got to meet people halfway in life. And this is a great opportunity to do that for kids, to show them some of that, to give them some of that. And I think this isn't something that's just on Laura and her team or our teachers or our education system. This is on all adults. This is why we get paid the big bucks to be adults. We get to be the people that help these kids build their confidence and make sure that we have a brighter, better future. Because as we always go, I like to just double check, throw it in the search engine. Yep, kids are the future, Laura. So this is an opportunity for us to impact that and help that.
And when we think about the future, that's one of the things that I think about too. Like, yes, we all have like our individual lives where we have to get all of our own ducks in a row and we have to manage all of our things. But then collectively, we rely on people to do things like create our local governments, whether it's the town government who has to deal with local road or bridge repairs or, you know, setting up our election system, any of that kind of stuff, all the way up to national government, right?
Yeah.
We need to build skills in individuals so that they can succeed both in their own personal life, but also become contributing members to society, just so that society can continue to function well, right?
Yeah. We were talking about this on our morning show today about, you know, all the different classes we take in school to help us for the, you know, next job, having a career, a job, or what have you. But one of the things I think we need to focus a little bit more on, just as a society, I'm not putting this on teachers, is people skills and learning more of that and being more comfortable with that and comfortable with people. And, you know, I don't know if a bedside manner can be learned, but I think it can be, you know, and you can grow and get better at it. So any opportunity to have that, like events like this and kids to learn more of those skills organically is only going to help them, only going to give them more and more chances to succeed in life going forward. We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H program coordinator, program educator with UW Extension. Laura, you touched on this a little bit about some of the soft skills, some of the things the kids will be learning as far as basic sewing repairs and some of that. One of the other things I really enjoy about this is also the kind of lean into, hey, dress up for success, how to use credit and debit cards, some of that.
Yeah, so you mentioned things about like school, what teachers can teach and all of that, right? The state sets standards for what schools have to teach. And all too often I hear people complaining about like, why do we teach this, that, or the other thing in school? Because those aren't the important things. Those are things I never used again in my whole long life. Why aren't we teaching these other things? These, you know, whether it's financial stuff or whether it's basic like home ec type skills, whatever, like why aren't our schools focusing on that? Mm-hmm. Our teachers don't have control over that, right? Mm. And I think it's right. Those are still super important skills. So that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on throughout Saturday and Sunday of winter camp. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Okay, maybe not everybody is like this, but I'm going to tell you, when I had a book assigned to me to read in high school, I paid attention to the conversations, but rarely did I ever read a book that was assigned to me.
Yeah.
It was just not what I was interested in. Mm. And so I feel like the same thing could happen with a lot of these kinds of just life skills. Mm-hmm. If you have to do it because your teacher assigns it, oftentimes the lesson isn't learned quite as well, right? Because the attitude that we go into with, oh my gosh, I have to do this.
Yeah. No, you're so right about that. You're 100% right about that. It's one of those things that I don't think that we necessarily have always the openings we think we do, but when they're there, we got to take them. Once again, we're speaking with our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator. And Laura, talking about some of these growing adult skills.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to understand what it's like for teens to learn at school. And if we just want to take a step back a year or two to when I was in high school, I admit to never reading any of the assigned books that I was supposed to read. Mm-hmm. I paid attention in class so that I could do well enough on the exams, but I never wanted to do the reading because somebody said I had to read the book.
Yeah.
Am I proud of that? No, but it's the truth, right?
Right, right.
And so when we listen to adults talk about like, I don't know why schools are teaching this, that, and the other thing, when really they should be teaching this, you know, like home ec skills or financial skills or that kind of stuff. And one of the things I reflect on is that if we force our teens to learn those things, they might not actually pay attention and really learn them and figure out how to apply the skills in real life, in daily life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm going to tell you that when I can set up a winter camp and the focus is on fun, and by the way, I really define fun as achieving our goals in a way that kids don't even realize that they're learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're learning all of the things and they're enjoying it along the way.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good note. That's such a good way. Yeah, you're so right about that.
Yeah. So some of the things that we're going to be doing at winter camp, really, it's these life skills that we need as individuals. So on Saturday morning, we're going to have the kids rotating between automotive things and kitchen things. So they're going to get to go out into a garage, and they'll get to learn how to check tire pressure. They'll get to learn how to change a tire. They'll learn how to change wiper blades and check all of the fluids in the car. They'll learn about things like where the oil goes or where the windshield washer fluid goes. They'll learn about how to check an air filter. When I was in high school, driver's ed was a part of our curriculum right in school, mm-hmm. and I learned all of those things in school. It's not the case anymore in many school districts. So how fun to be able to get out and learn those things in a practical and hands-on way.
Go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, and when we're in the kitchen, we're going to be actually doing some cooking, yes. But on the flip side, we're going to be doing some kitchen math. Hmm. Like, how do you do things like have a recipe or double a recipe? Or what happens if you're working on making something and discover you're missing one of the ingredients, right? Like, these are just real life and practical things that we can do in a really supportive and fun environment.
And that's just it. That's what I was going to hit on is the schools are certainly this environment, but there's not a lot of those in society. Here is one of those places where, yes, they are going to learn all of these things and even more that we haven't even touched on or have time to. But all of that also in a safe environment, also in a very organically safe, fun environment for them. You can't ask for more than that. That's such a cool combination of things there that this camp is offering.
I think so, too. And we also remove the pressure of grades.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no exam at the end, so young people can explore, and they can make mistakes, and they can try again, and I think that's so important. But then in the afternoon, we've got a totally different kind of series of things that we're going to be teaching. And James, I don't know if you've ever, there's a guy on YouTube that basically does videos. Hmm. For skills that dad should have taught us.
Oh, yeah, sort of thing. I've heard of this. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be doing a lot of those kinds of things. I guess, you know, you might say that the automotive deals with that too, but how do you dress for success?
Yeah.
How do you dress if you have an interview? How do you tie a tie? How do you safely use cash, credit, and debit? What's the difference between them? If a button falls off, or you get a small tear, or the hem comes out of your clothing, how can you fix that? Mm-hmm. Let's do some basic sewing skills. How about treating yourself well when you're sick or you're injured? Let's do some basic first aid and self-care. And all of it is just really fun. As silly as it sounds, sometimes kids get a kick out of being able to wrap somebody's arm or put a Band-Aid on somebody or figure out when to do heat versus doing an ice pack or whatever. We've done a lot of these programs before individually. This is the first time we really get to put it all together.
You know, we all want kids to be kids as long as possible, but we also know what it's like when we give them an early responsibility to take out the garbage or something like that, when they get to feel a little bit like an adult and how their chests puff up and they get really proud of doing this and they take it so serious and everything. This is a very similar thing to that to me. Where you're really giving these kids, we're talking about things that they're going to be really into as adults and have to learn as adults. And as they're getting these, they get to have a little feel of that, have a little taste of it and an idea of it. And again, in a fun environment, a comfortable environment for them to do that. And there are so many things that you just said that every one of us were nodding our head like, oh, God, I wish I would have learned that one. Like, I had really, really great parents, and they taught me a lot of stuff. But even they missed some things. You know, this is not on parents or teachers or anything. This is just life. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of things to prepare for as you're getting young and everything. Why not let the 4-H and some of this be able to help with that and be an assist with that? Because even if they know some of these things, Laura, it's never bad to get another chance, another experience to, you know, learn them and to fine-tune those skills.
That's true. And another thing that we do in 4-H is we really encourage youth leadership. So if we have somebody who comes to our program, let's say it's this teen winter camp on winning at the game of life, and they've grown up working on tractors or on ATVs or on cars or something else, there is always space created for them to be able to step in and share what they know and teach others, right? Because I will not pretend to be an expert in all of the things. What I'm really good at is facilitating a way for young people to learn. And sometimes it means learning alongside those young people. Sometimes it means identifying somebody who has the knowledge and the skills and inviting them to come in and work with our young people. Laura, that's really where volunteers come in.
Absolutely. And we appreciate those volunteers out there helping out with this as well. Let's get into the details of this and how people can register for it.
You bet. So our teen winter camp is going to be February 14th through the 16th at the Wisconsin Lions Camp, which is in Rosholt, Wisconsin. And registration is open right now through January 16th. So I want to reiterate once again that young people do not need to be current members of 4-H to participate in this program. So if you're looking for a gift for a grandchild or a child or something like that, and you want to give them a lasting and meaningful experiential gift, think about enrolling them in our teen winter camp.
That's such a good idea.
I think so too. I mean, I've really come to the place of really valuing those experience gifts as opposed to the more stuff type gifts, right?
That is the most consistent thing I've heard in the last two, holiday seasons. Young, old, it doesn't matter who it is. That's what they're looking for is experiences. That's such a good one, Laura. You're right.
Yeah. The experiences create memories that last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And in this one, not only are they going to have the memories, but then they're also going to have those skills that they're walking away with that they won't forget, right?
Yeah. The Teen Winter Camp is taking place February 14th through the 16th at Wisconsin Lion Club at Rosholt. This is for youth in grades 6 and up. Again, as Laura mentioned, you don't have to be a 4-H member to be involved, but you do have until about January 16th to register. So you want to get that registration in as soon as possible.
That's right. And over the holidays, these next couple of weeks, our office is open and closed, right? It's kind of hit or miss. But you can always try to give a call at 715-421-8439, and we'll send you a direct link to the information about registration.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Laura. We appreciate the time and everything you and your team put into our communities and our kids. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next year. Wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and yours, and a Happy New Year's.
Oh, Happy Holidays to you and your audience. Thank you so much, James. And
please spread that throughout the whole Extension family for us, okay?
For sure.
You take care. Thank you again, Laura.
You bet.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.